British Navigation Acts. During the 18th century, the British government passed a series of laws called the Navigation Acts that greatly affected the American colonies. These laws were designed to control trade and ensure that England benefited the most from its overseas possessions. While England saw the acts as a way to strengthen its empire, the colonists often saw them as unfair restrictions. Over time, resentment grew, and the colonists developed ways to resist and avoid these trade rules, planting seeds of discontent that later contributed to the American Revolution. The Navigation Acts were first passed in the mid-1600s, but were enforced more strictly in the 1700s. Their main purpose was to enforce mercantilism, an economic theory that claimed colonies existed to benefit the mother country. According to mercantilism, a nation should export more than it imports, and colonies provided raw materials while also serving as markets for finished goods. The rules of the Navigation Acts included: only English or colonial ships could carry goods to and from the colonies. Certain valuable products like tobacco, sugar, and cotton, and later rice and indigo, could only be shipped to England or other English colonies. All goods imported to the colonies from other countries had to pass through England first, where taxes and fees were added. In theory, these laws tied the colonies closely to England and helped keep wealth within the empire. At first, many colonists accepted the Navigation Acts because England provided them with protection against rival European powers like France and Spain. However, as the 18th century went on, resentment grew. Colonists began to feel that the acts limited their economic freedom and prevented them from trading for the best prices. For example, a tobacco planter in Virginia might have been able to sell his crop for more money if he traded directly with France or Spain, but the Navigation Acts required him to sell only to England. Similarly, merchants in New England found it frustrating that they could not import goods directly from places like the West Indies or Europe without paying extra taxes. Colonists argued that these rules benefited England at the expense of their own prosperity. Over time, they began to view these acts not just as economic regulations, but as symbols of political control. Because the acts were difficult to enforce across the vast Atlantic Ocean, many colonists simply ignored them. Smuggling became widespread. Ships would secretly trade goods with French, Dutch, or Spanish colonies in the Caribbean, often at night or by using hidden coves. Merchants in New England became especially skilled at avoiding customs officials. British customs officials tried to crack down on illegal trade, but they were often bribed or outnumbered. This practice was so widespread that many British officials in America often ignored the violations, a practice later known as salutary neglect. One famous example was the colonial trader John Hancock, who made much of his fortune by smuggling goods and avoiding British taxes. Smuggling was so common that many colonists saw it not as a crime, but as a clever way to protect their rights and profits. As a result, colonial resistance continued to grow and enforcement of the Navigation Acts remained weak until the mid-1700s. By the mid-18th century, the Navigation Acts had created deep resentment in the colonies. Colonists had grown used to running their own trade networks and saw British restrictions as unjust. When Britain later tried to tighten control and enforce new taxes after the French and Indian War, colonists complained. Colonists argued that the Navigation Acts were unfair because they had no representation in Parliament, they had no say in making the laws that govern their trade. This feeling of being exploited for Britain's benefit, without a voice in the decision-making, fueled resentment and suspicion toward the British government. By the mid-18th century, the Navigation Acts had become more than just trade rules. They symbolized the larger struggle between colonial independence and British control. The resentment they caused encouraged colonists to challenge British authority, laying part of the groundwork for the revolutionary movement that would erupt a few decades later. In the end, the Navigation Acts highlighted the growing tension between England's desire to control its empire and the colonists' desire for economic freedom. Though the acts were meant to strengthen the empire, they instead deepened the divide between Britain and its American colonies.
I'm Mike Chisholm for Door 24 History.